Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast brought to you by Evergood Sausage. I'm your host, NBC Sports Bay Area Raiders Insider Scott Baer, and my feature guest this week is silver and black wideout Jordy Nelson. And obviously, the timing for this podcast couldn't be better because Jordy will line up against the Green Bay Packers, the only team he has ever played for since turning pro before this season. He's going to line up against them on Friday at Oakland Coliseum. And he talked about how weird that's going to be and what ultimately sold him on the Raiders and his new experience working with quarterback Derek Carr. And yes, I did ask him to compare DC to Aaron Rodgers, and you'll like what Jordy had to say about that. Stay tuned for that info and a lot more in our feature interview with Jordy Nelson, which is coming up next. I am so excited for my featured guest on this week's Raiders Insider Podcast. It's silver and black receiver Jordy Nelson sitting next to me before a preseason game against your old team, against the Green Bay Packers. What do you anticipate that being like, being on the other sideline from so many of your friends and coworkers for so long? Is that going to be weird?
It probably will be weird just to see that as our opponent, as my opponent, instead of being with them. But it also will be great to see some of the guys that I've been with for so long, not only the players but the trainers and equipment staff and weight room guys and everything, some of the coaching staff. So it'll be great to see them again. It's been a while, but at the end of the day, it's going to be football, and once the ball is snapped, you'll kind of forget about it all.
What's it been like working with a guy like Derek Carr? He's, you know, hard worker, very accurate. How is that kind of chemistry going?
It's growing. I think that's something that will probably grow until I'm done playing here, and it takes a while, but it's every practice, every meeting, every drill, every conversation that you can get something out of. So we're just continuing to work on it and continue to grow.
What's the key to building chemistry with a new guy? Like, what's the kind of magical formula?
Time and reps. It's all it is just work. There's no secret to it. There's no easy way around it. It's just putting in the time, putting in the effort, and putting in the work.
Now, this is probably an unfair question, but one that you get a lot because you worked with Aaron Rodgers, who might be one of the best ever. So to compare somebody to him doesn't seem right, but do they do anything that's similar in terms of how they throw the ball, how they approach their job? Are there any similarities there?
There is. I think their mindset, the details that they're looking at in a play, I think, is what separates some of the best that play the game. And Aaron was definitely that way. He was very detailed about what he was doing and about what he wanted his receivers to do. And I can see that already in Derek so far. So I think that's where it starts. And then, obviously, they both throw great balls, and everything else is football from there.
When you – this offseason, when you're being told that you're leaving the only team that you've ever been with, was that a shock to the system?
It was. I think anytime you're somewhere for 10 years, no matter what your career is, and then it abruptly ends, it is a little shock to the system. But you quickly move on. You start getting phone calls an hour later.
Right.
And you get on a plane 12 hours later. So it was a great experience, to be honest with you. It was an experience that I'm glad that I went through to see the other side of football. I mean, that's the majority of the way that guys in this league live their life is being released and moving to a different team and across country and stuff like that. So to be able to see that and move my family out here, it's been a great experience, a smooth transition, and looking forward to our next couple years here.
The Raiders Insider Podcast is brought to you by Evergood Sausage Company, bringing you locally smoked, handmade sausages out of San Francisco for 92 years. Family owned.
if I'm right, you made one trip. You yes. came here. So what sold you? I mean, a lot was made that Derek picked you up from the airport and things like that. But what really sold you and made you think this is the spot for me?
It felt comfortable right off the bat. Understanding some of what I knew about Derek and Coach Gruden. Obviously, my receiver coach from Green Bay was out here, Negger Bennett. So the familiarity there. And then honestly, when Derek drove me around the area and like kind of showed me where he lived and some other guys lived, and that's when I understood that I could raise my family out here for the next couple of years, because that was first and foremost in my mind to make that decision. Necessarily, it wasn't on football, it was more about my family, and I wasn't going to sacrifice their life and, you know, their joy and what they're going to have day to day just because I wanted to be in a certain spot.
And it's weird because in the Bay Area, you can be by the water like we are right now, and then you can drive 20 minutes and see cattle next to the 580. Was that sort of appealing that it's urban, but there's a little
very much so country there too? I think, like you said, the farther east you go, there's still a lot of people, but it has a small town feel to me. We've had deer in our backyards. We've had cattle across the street. you know, some of these downtowns are very, very cool and you know, kind of a small town feel. So that's something that was a big seller for us.
What about this, back to football again, what about this wide receiver group as a whole? It seems like there's a lot of dynamic playmakers here. What do you think about it? Do you think that you guys could be really productive with Amari and with Martavis and so many different guys with different skill sets?
I think so. I think it's something when you look at our group and everyone has different abilities and strengths and just to be able to go out there and create different mismatches. And then when you add the tight end group in there as well, it's something I've had for the last 10 years is realized over the last 10 years, the more weapons you can get out on the field, the better your matchups are going to be. We were always fortunate enough to understand that our third and fourth receivers were going to be better than their third and fourth DBs. And I think that's really where you can create some mismatches and teams can't double anyone and stuff like that.
And, you know, we were talking about Aaron Rodgers and those types of comparisons, but a guy like Amari Cooper, right? Is it fair to add the label great to him? Do you think that he has that type of potential to be a really dynamic playmaker throughout the course of his professional career?
I think it could be. I think it comes down to being consistent, and I think that's where you will separate yourself from being a good receiver for a short amount of time in this league, no matter who you are, to being one of the all-time great is it's being consistent. It's year in and year out. You know, you look at Larry Fitzgerald and those guys, every year they're at 1,000 yards or more with near 100 catches, you know, just consistent, and that's how you get that label, I think. So he's still a young guy, and but he's made some plays. He's had some seasons where you can see the flashes and where he could be going, and once he becomes consistent with it and gets all those years underneath his belt, he could be there.
Do you find it comical that somebody who's never seen you practice or play this year, they're saying maybe he's lost a step, when I've seen every practice that you've had here and it doesn't look like you've lost a step at all? How do you kind of react to that as just part of the job?
And it's a simple answer for people who don't know football. They look at your age. Some reason whenever you have an ACL injury in your career, that lingers on forever, apparently.
And right, never goes away.
You know, and then it's a week-by-week basis. I mean, they act like if you don't play well, you've lost a step. You come out having 100 yards and two touchdowns, he's back, and then the next week you can lose a step again. So that's why you funny? Can't live that roller coaster.
And you grew up on a farm in Kansas, 4,000 acres, primarily cattle and wheat. What was that experience like? Maybe it's not something that a lot of other people on this team share. And how do you think growing up the way you did kind of shaped your work ethic and your perspective?
I mean, obviously for me, probably a little biased, but I thought it was a great way to grow up.
Yeah.
Especially now looking back on it, probably have more appreciation for it now than what I did as a kid. But it put so many values into your life. Just your work ethic, your discipline, your responsibility, you know, and it translates easily to football. I mean, we have some long days here, especially going through camp, and there's some long days on the farm. Some things you don't want to do, there's more enjoyable things. There's some things on the farm that are fun to do, some things that are not fun to do. But
I can imagine,
But at the end of the day, you got to get it done. No one else is going to do it for you. So, and then obviously as a family farm, we depended on one another to make a living. And obviously that's no different here. We depend on the 10 other guys on the field and obviously the rest of the guys on the team to be productive, do their job, and help all of us make a nice living.
Okay, now one last question with Jordy Nelson. And after your playing career, do you plan on going back? Do you anticipate going back home at some point, being a part of that family farm?
Yes, that is eventually where we'll settle down. I still go back every year now during the summer and help out. But I got three kids, two boys and a little girl, and I look forward to getting them moved back home, get them on the farm, and you know, hopefully they can learn some things that I learned that can help them as they get older.
That's awesome. Jordy Nelson, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck against the Packers throughout the course of the year.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast, brought to you by Evergood Sausage. And a very special thank you to Jordy Nelson for taking time to do this in the week before he plays the Packers. We know that's going to be a big deal for him and for Raiders fans to watch him go up against his old team. And I thought he was really insightful talking about Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, and why farm life made him the man and player that he is today. Really interesting stuff. Thanks again to Jordy Nelson. You've been listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast, and if you haven't already, please visit Apple Podcasts or Google Play to subscribe. If you like our podcast, give us a rating and a review. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at @NBCSAuthentic. We'll be back next week with another great guest. Thanks for listening, Raider Nation.
Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.